Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about joy because joy is the flip side or the light side of worry and pensiveness and anxiety. So joy heals that. So, and more so, and this was one of the reasons why I was drawn to it, is joy actually heals the gut region, the intestines. I came across a healer expressing wisdom that it heals the lower intestines specifically. And so joy, how do we welcome more joy into our life? So one, take care of your temples. And this is your body temple, your home, your car, and your workspace. Intuitively, you know what steps to take to honor and appreciate your temples, and just follow that wisdom. And you don't have to base it on anyone else. You know, your own home only needs to be as clean as it needs to be for you, right? And the same goes for your workspace, whatever makes you feel good. Next, another way to cultivate joy is to learn something new or do something you've always wanted to do and just decide that you have the time. I think when it comes to creating more joy in our lives, the excuse can always be, the lower energy excuse can be, oh, I don't have time. But now you're going to commit to carving out time to follow your curiosities. Even throughout my workday, if I'm working on something, or maybe I'm researching something for a podcast, or I'm putting something together and I come across something that's really interesting to me, something I want to read, I take the time and I read it. I'm like, I can always come back to what I'm working on. And you know, if it's something time sensitive I'm working on, obviously I'm going to respect my time, the time sensitiveness of that situation. But yeah, I always make time to follow my curiosities, to learn something new, to read something. So make it your mission to follow your interests, follow the things that light you up, explore your world, expand your consciousness, grow a skill set if you want to, follow a passion, engage your creativity. That helps to cultivate joy. And I will tell you, when I am in lower energy spaces, stress, worry, fear, I will ditch all of this really quickly. I'm like, no, I don't have time to be creative. No, but I have found that it's imperative for my well-being to make time for learning something and doing things I really love. Next way to cultivate joy, play more. I was an old soul kid, so I didn't play a lot. And so often when this message comes up, even intuitively, in multiple decks I have, there's a play card. And I sometimes I'm like, I don't know what that means. But play to me, it looks different than other people. And so that's often I'm just judging, oh, well, that's not playful enough. But you know what the energy of play feels like to you. Maybe that is a juicy visualization, and or maybe it's cleaning your home. Doesn't mind. But maybe it's just going out with people you really enjoy that make you feel good. And however way you define play, do more of that. Playing on a regular basis helps you stop pushing so you can gain a clear direction and a soulful perspective. It lightens you. And from that lightened state, you will see clearly. Playfulness also shakes you out of ruts and routines that don't serve you well. I think of play can be a form of meditation even. So play, have fun, do it your way. The way somebody else might play doesn't need to be the way you play, but play in the way that feels like you. Next, laugh, 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 laugh to heal, laugh to feel lighter, laugh to connect to that soulful part of yourself. Make laughter a part of the wellness practice. If you're not laughing enough, really take the time to say, oh, let me look into that. Now, I will say this, that people who are drawn to my work are, serious about life. And so they attract, they'll always go and get the, I have a client right now who calls it the jester, or the joker, or the class clown. Be cautious about that type of energy. While they can take you into a playful space, they come with a lot of other baggage too. So I would say when it comes to laughter, start cultivating it from within you. And that my spirit guides are jumping in. Also, that when you are constantly relying on someone else for laughter and jokes and fun and merriment, you tend to attract people who don't make room for you to tell the joke, right? They don't laugh at your joke. So cultivate this energy of laughter from within you. Know what is funny to you. Again, laughter helps you lighten up. Light is the fastest way to ease stress, heal any situation, and it's a very powerful manifesting force. When you get light, you can draw anything to you with ease. So laughter is truly magical, and channel that power. Next, seek out experiences or material items that you like, that make you feel good, that bring you happiness. If it's a nice purse, it's a nice purse. If it's a concert, go to a concert. Do things you really, really, really enjoy. Now, I will also say this, is I find that people, again, who are drawn to my work, they have two lives. They have the lives with other people, and then they have their life where they do the things that they really, really enjoy alone. And I want to encourage you, this is 2.0, I want to encourage you to start choosing people who like to do the same things you do, who are interested in the things that you're interested in. It just makes life easier. And I actually, in one of my Oracle card decks, the creator has a message in there about relationships, and it was common interest need to be in place. And it was the first time I've seen somebody, besides myself, I always say it to clients, if they're coming to me and manifest love, I'm like, What are the common interests you want to have with your partner? But it was really awesome to see another teacher out there talking about you need common interests, and particularly energetically sensitive people who are naturally very empathetic, and they can connect very easily with others or understand others' perspectives or tune into their energy very easily. That's wonderful, but you also, it makes life a lot easier if you also have people who share your same interests, who want to have the same experiences, who like similar things as you. You don't have to be copycats, but you definitely have to have resonance. And then another way to cultivate joy is to do the ambitious things you've always wanted to do. You have to take the leaps of faith. On the other side of the leap of faith is the joy. On the other side of the soulful risk is joy. Go for the big things you really, really want. I find that when we are playing too small, we think we're being safe, but what we're doing is we're siphoning joy out of our life. So dream bigger, do the things you really want to do, and then be kind and, nice and joyful to yourself in the process, right? Like, you don't have to just be super ambitious and blow out, your adrenals or ruin all the good in your life. You can be ambitious in a really loving way, and surround yourself with people who nurture and support that ambition. Surround yourself with people who also have ambitions. That makes life easier too. All right, so that's my show on ways to let joy into your life. And I would encourage you, I'll leave you with this exercise. Start making a list in your journal of all the things that bring you joy, moments you feel joy. And I would say avoid initially, because codependency is real, avoid just putting oh, when I'm doing this with so-and-so, right? I want you to start finding, you can put those on the list eventually, but first I want you to challenge yourself. The first 10 or 15 are things that you can do on your own. So then you're not reliant on another human being or a set of circumstances to bring you joy, right? So I love college football. I'm a USC alumni. I watch college football every weekend. And I could say easily, I'm like, well, I feel joy when USC is winning. And I'm like, Amy, it shouldn't matter whether they're winning or not. And I am like that. I don't care if they're winning or not. I still watch. And I still feel good about it. And I think I'm critical in healthy ways. I'm definitely not one of those fans that are like, oh my God, my life is over. I dated a man once. This is a sidebar. I dated a man once right after my divorce who, what was he into? He was into fantasy football and he had a whole like network that he played with. And he got, we were dating during the season and it was ending. And I guess he hadn't done well. And he got really dark during that time. And then he says to me, he's like, oh, I was way worse last year. So I was like, no, that's not going to work out. So yes, make joy come from within you. Things that you can do and be and feel and experience that are driven from within and that are not based on certain things coming together in a certain way. Yeah. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are ready to live a more joyful life in every aspect of your life, if you want more joy in your work, maybe work's not feeling joyful and you're ready to clean some energy up around it and go for the next big thing, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Again, and take a look at that massive result intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care of yourself.